This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The city council in Nashville, Tennessee is going to be taking up as many as 6 separate ordinances in the next couple of weeks dealing with Airbnb and the whole concept of short-term rentals because, yes, of course, money. Short-term rentals are changing the way people invest in property because the trend is moving away from sharing the occasional spare room toward earning serious money doing it. In Nashville, some of the criticism is directed at an old apartment complex that has now been converted into nothing but short-term units. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez has more.
In a few ways, the McMillan Court looks like a vintage motel. It's 2 stories tall, in the shape of a horseshoe, and all 16 units have their own doors to the outside. The kicker is the neon sign, blue and yellow, that even says no vacancy. But that's kind of beside the point now. Since these are new short-term rentals, there's no front desk to even inquire about a room. Guests like Luke Graham book online.
I'm from London, England, and I'm here to do a video shoot in Nashville. And I'm staying here at the McMillan Court for 4 days.
He says it ticked all the boxes for location, cost, and simplicity. Instead of check-in, he was emailed the keypad codes for the front gate and for his room.
Yeah, but main thing, budget and ease of booking and everything else. It was dramatically cheaper than anywhere else.
In downtown Nashville, hotel rooms can run as high as $550, whereas Airbnbs and VRBOs tend to run in the $200 to $300 range. But what's really caught the community's attention about McMillan Court is that it has flipped into short-term rentals. In a past life, it was called the Phoenix Apartments, and it was surrounded by razor wire. It burned once and was condemned for a while before bouncing back. Still, its removal from the long-term rental market is an outcome that housing advocates like Grace Renshaw worry about. She told the city council recently that Nashville has lost about 3,000 residential units in the last year and a half by allowing short-term rentals. So, she says,
it shouldn't come as a big surprise to any of you that affordable housing suddenly becomes a much bigger problem in Nashville.
Her sentiment echoes nationwide. Tom Slee has analyzed Airbnb data for dozens of cities.
The whole building that you're talking about, it is at the extreme, obviously, but certainly not unheard of. That changes the character of a neighborhood, and it certainly raises prices for people who are trying to get by and live there.
Slee finds that in many places, nearly half the short-term rentals are run by investors with multiple listings, and they're concentrated in desirable neighborhoods. In some parts of San Francisco, 20 to 30% of rentals are now short-term. This has officials from the West Coast to New York City considering new limits. Yet, it's easy to see why a property owner might be interested.
I mean, these are all book dates. That's for this month.
That's Clay Llewellyn, the property manager at McMillan Court in Nashville. He's showing off his bookings calendar, with most dates marked some through January. He says one unit can bring in $4,000 in a month instead of, say, $1,200 in rent. Now, the developers have had to put some money into these apartments.
Structurally, everything was fine, but, you know, it was showing the years of use.
The roof was replaced, along with flooring, cabinets, toilets, and all of the bathtubs. Llewellyn says this part of Nashville needs rooms like these, that feel like a temporary home. He points to hospitals nearby and says families with loved ones being cared for there often rent the space.
They can, you know, come in and wash clothes. They can do whatever they've got to do. There's basically not anything in this apartment that you could probably, or I keep calling them apartments, in the vacation rentals that you could need that's not necessarily provided for you.
Whatever their reasons, people are filling the rooms. And that's proof enough for him of the demand for short-term rentals and the business potential. In Nashville, I'm Tony Gonzalez for Marketplace.